Now the next verse, Bhagwan emphasizes this point a little more, where he says that why one should control the mind and how the mind should be controlled. So verse number 36. Asamyatatmana yogaha duṣprāpa iti me matihi vaśayātmanā tu yatatā shakyo vāptum upāyatah. Together, asamyatātmanā yogah duṣprāpa iti me matihi vaśyātmanā tu yatatā shakyo vāptum upāyatah. So asamyatātmanā, manami ātmanā means this individual. Ātmā here does not mean the self, but means this person. So that's why the same word can have different meaning depending on the context. So yoga means this dhyan yoga, this practice of meditation. Yoga also means attachment. So the ability to attach to the Lord within is called yoga. So this yoga where you become one with God, asamyatatmana, asamyat means controlled, asamyat means uncontrolled. So this individual who does not have the ability to control his or her mind, for him yoga is dushprapa, it is difficult. Iti me mati, that is my opinion, Bhagavan says. In my opinion, if your mind is not controlled, if your actions are not controlled, definitely you won't reach that highest goal of yoga, of becoming one with God. But on the other hand, see, throughout the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord's method of teaching is this: if you do, you won't. But on the other hand, if you do this, you will benefit. So he gives both choices and then he says the choice is yours. So he says for uncontrolled yoga is very difficult, but again he uses the word vashayatmana. But one whose mind and whose body and whose intellect are under his control, and yatata, and one who puts in the right effort, shakyo, it is possible, avaptum, to reach this highest state of enlightenment, upayata, with the right means, one who puts the effort can reach the highest goal. So if you are uncontrolled mind, body, intellect, it's very difficult. But if you put in the right effort, keep your mind under control, you can reach the highest goal. Shakyo avaptum, can be reached. So there is a word called arambhashura. Arambhashura means very strong in the beginning. And we are all like that. You know, we start some project. Definitely, from tomorrow, I'm going to get up early in the morning and do yoga. Or I'm going to get up in the morning and meditate. Or I'm going to get up in the morning and exercise or go to the gym. And so we do it for a week or two. That's why gyms in January are packed. You know, January you can't get a machine, and by February, March, you tell them, oh, gym is so crowded. They say, wait a month or two, you know, it will slowly cool down. And by March, you can have as many machines as you want. So that's called arambhashura. So we are all like that. In the beginning, we have so much enthusiasm. I'm going to do it, no matter what happens. Or we leave this Gita class. You know, that's Bhagavan is right. I have to do this. I have to do it daily. But then slowly, slowly, the enthusiasm gets less. And that is what happens to all of us. In any field, you know, you want to learn a new sport, or you want to learn art or music, you know, I'm going to practice every day. So we come and the teacher gives a lesson, and one day, 2 days we practice, and then we forget. And then the seventh day teacher comes, he says, did you practice? No, again. So that is what it says, regular. Only a plugger. Plugger means one who continues, persists, that I'm going to do it, even if problems come, even if obstacles come. Not to give up. And that is very important in anything in life. you know, anything in life, whether it is, as Gurudev in his commentary said, you know, you want to be successful in your exams, you have to study, you have to put in the effort. For a musician to be successful, for a businessman, a new business, constant effort is required. And when Bhagwan says, it's my opinion, when you and I give our opinion, it affects a few people, okay, my family, my office, my work. But when the Lord himself expresses his opinion, even 5,000 years later, it is still valid. Or when Jesus expressed his opinion in the Bible, 2,000 plus years later, people are still following. Buddha, 2,500 years. So that's what they say, the opinion of these great people gets transferred through generations, and thousands and millions of people, billions of people benefit. So when he means a yogataha, one who does not put in the effort, asamyatatmana, what he means is that this person's mind and intellect is dissipated. See why? Because the mind is running out into the senses, and so mind has nothing left. You know, everything is gone out into the world. They have no time left for God, because all my time is spent in acquiring, possessing, and my mind is all the time thinking of a thousand other things. So where I have time to listen to God or to think about God or meditate on God or pray to God? So they say that should become your number one. But a person whose mind is not controlled, not directed, is all the time running out and getting dissipated. And why is that? Because the mind is not under the control of the intellect. The intellect, which if the intellect has this right knowledge from the scriptures, then that instructions given by the intellect to the mind are valid. And the intellect will say, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. The mind will say, come on, forget it. You always tell me, don't do it, don't do it. Life is so short, you know. Let me enjoy my life. You know, just say, do din ki zindagani. You say, life is only a short. You want me to waste it in going to the temple and doing puja? No, let me enjoy life. Let me go out to Las Vegas. Let me have a few drinks. Let me have, travel, enjoy. So mind is not under the control of the intellect, but a mind that is under the control of the intellect, vashayatmana, one that is controlled, that's mind which is controlled by the intellect, avaptum. That person can reach the highest, but what I have to do is, first I have to get the right knowledge, then I have to tell my mind, okay, this is what we are going to do, and then the body also, because the body will want its own joys. Will want to see, hear, smell, taste, touch, you know, eat things, have fun, have a good time. No, we have to limit it. Not that one should become a boring or not have, but limited amount. And that's why Bhagwan in the beginning of the chapter, he says, yukta ahara viharasya, yukta cheshtasya karmasu, yukta swapanava bodhasya, yogo bhavati dukkha. He says, your activity should be regulated, your enjoyment should be regulated, your diet should be regulated, then and only then your sorrows can be eliminated. So living a life of self-control, moderation is the key. Not that you have to deprive yourself and no, see no evil, hear no, not like that. We cannot do that. But seeing everything, but then realizing, okay, this is good for me. Like in diet, now we have become very conscious. You know, I should eat protein. I should not eat carbs. I should not eat sweets. I should limit my calories. There we have become. But in our mind, do we limit it? No. Whatever garbage comes from the internet, from the radio, from the TV, from everything we just put in without control. So there also I should have moderation. How much TV I'm going to watch, how long I'm going to keep my phone, unplug the phone, turn it off. I was one family where they used to say that at dinner time, everybody's phone will be connected to the, you know, charger. Nobody will have the phone at dinner time. And if possible, extend it, because dinner time is short. So have an hour or two at night where I will not do my phone. I have done, answered all my emails, checked everything. Now this last 1 hour is for me. Because when you sleep with those that blue images in your eyes, it is very disturbing to your mind, that light of the phone. So last 1 hour should be phone free. No phone, no TV, no computer, no laptop, nothing electronic. Read a book, you know, paper book. And people say I should read Kindle. No, in my opinion, even Kindle is not good. If possible, read a paper book. Or if nothing else, just sit quietly in your backyard and watch the moon. You know, the moon is so beautiful, rising, just watch it. Watch the trees, be with the breeze, be with nature. It's a little cold, but once it warms up. So in Dutch, there is a word, I forget the exact word, but it's called do nothing. Do nothing. And that we have forgotten. How I'm equally to blame. I'm not saying anything else, but when I have spare time, I prepare for these classes. So I either am making notes or studying. That's what I do before I go to bed. But even I don't do nothing and spend some time in doing nothing and just be with the... They say instead of being a doer, be a beer. I am, rather than I am a doer. So what happened is we are so much under tamas, under ignorance and agitation. The mind is agitated that we don't have time for sattva, for knowledge, for purity. So take your mind away from ignorance, away from over effort, and take it towards sattva and conserve your energy and direct it higher. And the right effort in the right quantity, in the right direction, with the right attitude is very important. As Gurudev says, we don't indulge in the world, but then what do we do with our mind? Direct it in the right direction and the right action. That's why yajna dana tapa, Bhagavan Sri Krishna says, yajna means activities directed towards God, dana means charity, means with the world, and tapa means self-control. So my prayers to God, my service of others, and my self-improvement should not be given up. So service, charity. So talking about charity reminds me of a little story. So there was this United Way in this small town was trying to raise funds. So they did research and they found that this guy, the richest guy in the town, he made millions every year and he didn't give a penny to charity. So they take a delegation and they go to him and say, sir, we have done research and we find that you are the richest man in town and you make millions, but you don't give a single penny to charity. Can you give some to us, to United Way? So he looks at them. He says, so your research showed I make millions? They said, yeah. He said, did your research show that I have a mother who is so sick, she's dying of cancer, and her bills are so high, they're going to come and take away her house. Did your research show that? He said, oh no, sorry, it didn't show that. And did your research show that my brother is blind and he's paralyzed? He's a Vietnam War vet and he's sick and he's roaming around in a wheelchair. Did your research show that? I said, no, sorry, we didn't know that. And did your research show that my sister, her husband died recently. She has no money and she has 3 children and she's penniless. Did your research show all that? He said, no, sorry, sir, we didn't know all that. He said, yeah, they all need help. And I don't give them a single penny. You think I'll give anything to you? So I don't give them. So who are you to? So that's why Bhagavan says, yajna, dana, and tapa should not be given up. Activities for God, activities to the society, and activities for self-improvement. And these books are like highways. You know, just as a highway goes without... You know, you can keep going, going, going. There is no traffic, no obstacle. Keep going. So similarly, the Mahatmas, the great sages and prophets have built these highways to heaven. You know, there was a movie, right? Highway to Heaven. So, in fact, in Australia, there is a place where you can take a lift to go to the top of the mountain. And the sign there says Highway to Heaven. Because right to the top of the mountain, you know, within like thousands of feet, you can go in 5 minutes. So similarly, these books are highways to heaven, which take us to the highest goal. All we have to do is follow the path that has been shown by the scriptures. And drugs, I won't address. If I have time, I'll address it at the end. It's about how people sometimes use drugs to get the highest, you know, experience. People say with LSD or with marijuana, those are very harmful, as we all know, because they affect our mind, affect our senses, affect our intellect. So thinking that I can get the same experience through drugs, it was very popular in the 60s with LSD, and now with marijuana becoming popular. But these all affect the mind and make the mind dull. So do not think that through drugs or through any artificial means I can attain that state, even though people may say that.